today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Let me just prophesy to you. I see your sons and your daughters coming through these doors, surrendering to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5.
Jesus is saying, if you believe in me, out of your belly will flow a river of living waters that destroys everything standing in its way. The Holy Ghost is so powerful, every opposition has to bow. Every demon trying to block your way has to go. Every situation that you deal with has to submit itself and climb to higher ground. Even if you're in a valley, God says, I can give you power over the valley. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but there's somebody in here that needs the river of the Holy Ghost flowing in your life. Not only that, he's called the wine of God. Vicariously intoxicating. Let me say it again. Vicariously intoxicating, which means when you sip of him, you stagger. And you stagger. That's why Paul said, don't be drunk with wine where there is excessive behavior, but be filled with the Spirit. Because when you get the Spirit of God, you're moving on the joy juice. You're moving with the joy juice. You can do stuff that you wouldn't necessarily do. Thank God he delivered me. Because in my natural self, I'm an introvert. But if I drink juice, if I drink juice, I become superhuman. I talk your head off. What did you say, huh? What? Very gregarious. Very open. Eyes blinking like that. That's what vodka will do to you. It'll make your eyes blink. Cavassier, Patron, all of it. It'll make you blink. I can talk white off rice. I can talk shoes off Cinderella. I can talk if I'm intoxicated. God snatched that out of me because I would have made a mess of myself. But he filled me with the Spirit and I'm talking real good. I'm talking good, but I'm filled with a vicarious wine. Vicariously intoxicated. Be not drunk like the rest of the world, but take the joy from Jesus so you can be bold in your language. Thank you, Lord. Y'all don't want to hear that, right? No, Jesus, I like my Patron. Kick your Patron to the curb and drink some of this. Like Jesus told the woman at the well, if you knew who I was, you'd have asked me to give you something to drink. And if you drink this cup, you'll never thirst again. Woo, Jesus. He's also the gift poured out and given liberally to those who ask. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days, Peter, Jesus, said it like this. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Here in Acts chapter 2 verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Let me just prophesy to you. I see your sons and your daughters coming through these doors, surrendering to God. And if you believe it with me, say yes. I believe God is going to have them prophesying. Now this is what's going to blow your mind. When your son or your daughter turn their head like that and say, I believe the Lord is speaking to me. It's going to break you to your knees. You've been prophesying for years, but when they start prophesying, it's going to break you down. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will proclaim. They will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. And the old men will interpret dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, even on slaves, even on my servants. Thank you, God. And if you happen to be a subordinate on the job and you have a boss that's mean, don't worry about that. You're a servant of the Lord. Even on my servants, both men and women. I don't know why anybody can say women not supposed to preach. If you believe anything about prophecy, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, even my servants, both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days. What are they going to do? They will prophesy. They will foretell. Notice, the true spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So before you start trying to call our house numbers and trying to be deep, just tell them Jesus is coming. And once you open your mouth to do that, God will start flooding your mouth with prophecy. You trying to be deep, but God ain't trying to make you deep. If he wants you to go deeper, you can't stop it. But start with the true testimony or spirit of prophecy by communicating the fact that Jesus is Lord. Once you start there, he will open you up. And if you're supposed to be deeper, you will plunge in the depths without you trying. But get your foot in the shallow waters of proclaiming who Jesus is. Men and women need to start right there today. And I deputize you to start proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. And then let God take the ones who he's already ordained to go deeper. He will make you go deeper. You cannot prophesy without understanding evangelism. That's where it starts. Because God wants you to loop it. In other words, when you prophesy, it's not just supposed to blow people's mind, but you're supposed to use it to wrap them around to get back to Jesus. I believe I'm accurate here. No prophet or prophetess is supposed to prophesy with the purpose of people connecting with you. You must give them a ticket to go past you to get to Jesus. Y'all understand me? Thank you, Lord. And so as I close, the Bible says the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. He comes to do several things. I said it in the early service. I need to say it to you. He comes upon us. That means he anoints us. He comes upon us. Say he comes upon us. Stop calling the Holy Spirit just the thing. I felt something. No. He's the Holy Spirit, a person. The least understood of the three in the Godhead. The friend of ours. He's the advocate, the intercessor, and friend. And he comes upon us. He anoints us. Remember, the first stage or first mandate of the oil is for light. He wants to give you illumination. Number two, he moves on us. That means he moved upon you like he moved upon Samson. He had 1,000 Philistines with no sword, with no armor, with no breastplate, with no feet shod. All he had was the Spirit of God. The scripture says he took the jawbone of a donkey, got into the crevice where no one could get behind him, and just went off on 1,000 men. He's the only one standing holding the bloody jawbone in his hand. The Spirit of God can move upon you to do mighty exploits in the world. Glory to God. In the same chapter of Judges chapter 3, he moved upon a man named Ehud. Ehud, look at it. A man named Ehud who became the judge of Israel. And Ehud, glory to God, was so powerful. The scripture says he was left-handed. The Bible is so key. For you left-handed, awkward ones, God said, I got an anointing for you. All it means is awkward. Most people are right-handed. But if you're left-handed, God says, I got something for you too. Thank you, Lord. If you ever felt awkward, raise your hand. I didn't say if you were left-handed. I said if you felt awkward. All right. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Y'all. If you've ever felt awkward, I'm talking to you. Ehud. The scripture says he made a dagger that was extra long and strapped it to his right thigh underneath his garment. And Israel had strayed away from the Lord. And they had a king over them. And so Ehud went in to pay tribute to the king. When they left his court and came out, he allowed his men to go back to Israel, but he circled back by himself. He goes back into the court of the king and says, I have a special message for you from the Lord. And when the king got up, the Bible says he was a very fat man. And when the king got up, the Bible says he took with his left hand the dagger that was strapped to his right thigh, pulled it out, and he plunged it into the belly of the king. Not only did he plunge it, he stuck it so deep that he didn't draw it out. The belly swallowed up the sword. It's that clear in the scriptures, right? So when people came in to see him, they never saw that he had a dagger on the inside. That's how big he was. Glory to God. And for all of the fat people, I'm not talking about natural. I'm talking about all you do is gather word, but you never get off the throne to use it. If you don't get up and do something, you're going to die on the same throne that you're sitting on. I'm talking about people who don't want to do nothing but receive. He received tribute and got fat on the tribute, but would never activate anything. Thank you, Lord. Ehud plunged this dagger in him and then released it, and the fat swallowed it up. Let me tell you about the man. This is crazy. Ehud then locked the door and escaped. He had a tendency, because he was that way, of going in the bathroom and staying there for a long time. So his servants did not seek to uncover him. They said, because the door is locked, he's probably sitting on his throne extra long. But it became such an embarrassment, they took a key and opened it up, and they found him on the floor dead. And this man was able to escape and go back to Israel. Then he was empowered to come in, and he killed 10,000 Moabites. Read the text. It's in Judges chapter 3. 10,000 Moabites died because the Spirit of the Lord came upon the man. But it started with his left hand being used to plunge it in the belly of the king. This is what you need to understand, that when God moves on us, he moves on us to do extraordinary things. Even if you're single-handed. If you're the only one on the job, he'll use you to do something great. You'll plunge a dagger in the fatness of your company and they'll have to release you. You'll plunge a dagger in the fatness of your government and they'll have to release you. You plunge a dagger in the fatness of your opposition and they got to release you. You just got to depend on God. Can somebody say amen? Here's the third thing. He falls on us. Spirit falls on us. He gives us a supernatural interjection of power and might. A supernatural injection of power and might. Falling on you. He may fall on you so you can fall on your adversary. He also anoints us. And he anoints us for conflicts. He anoints us for conflicts. David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of conflicts, in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup, what? Runs over. So he anoints you for conflicts. Stop running away from conflicts. God uses it to show himself strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another one. He baptizes us. He always baptizes, not just to infill, we're going to get to that, but to release boldness to proclaim. Boldness to what? Proclaim. If you are trying to be a Christian and you're really, really timid, you need Holy Ghost to baptize you, because you will be bold. I mean, just for moments to speak the gospel. No, we're not talking about sassy boldness. Sassy audacity. We're talking about refined boldness. You don't go to your job and be laying people on the floor speaking in tongues. And stop doing all that religious talk on the job. It doesn't move people. They want to see you shine. Just shine. And if I anoint you with oil right now, you can sit on the back of that seat back there and nobody, you don't have to wave your hand. They will tell you're oily. They can tell it. That's what God wants to speak. Sometimes he speaks through silence. Just stay oily. Write it down. He feels us. He feels you for the long journey. You're supposed to run out of gas if you don't get refilled. So I come against mental illness. 1,000 pastors per month are backing away from ministry. They need to hear this. 1,000 pastors every month are backing away from ministry because they feel depleted. And one of the reasons is because they're not experiencing the refilling. You're not supposed to do this in your own strength. Notice, he prepares a table before me in the midst of conflicts. He anoints my head with oil. That's for me. My cup runs over is for ministry. You are not supposed to come out of the oil that's on you to touch people. That's for you. It's your overflow anointing. Everybody say overflow. When you have an overflow anointing, it comes out of you and it spills over to other people. Right now, I'm in my overflow. After this is over, I need some pork chops. I'm not superhuman. I need pork chops. I got to be refilled. I got to get back under the fountain so God can. And you trying to go to Atlanta? Yo, so do you. If you're not being refilled and you trying to go to Atlanta, you're supposed to lose. You're supposed to run out of gas around Macon, Georgia. Almost there and can't get there. You better get you a refilling and stop going on the cheapest. 87. You got to put premium up in there. 93. Well, Bishop, it costs too much. Sit down. You spend that on a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Take that money and put it in your tank so your car can run more efficiently. They told me my car is not built for 87. It won't take it. You'll destroy it. It's built for high octane. Guess what? I'm built that way spiritually. No synthetic stuff can run me. I need the real thing. Almost done. He dwells in us. That's his habitation. Listen to me very carefully. God dwells in us for his pleasure, not for our pleasure. And if you ever invite God to dwell, he doesn't just come in, he takes over. Now, most of us are polite. In other words, if you invited me to your house, this is my order. I'm going to sit in the spot that you gave me. I will only go in the chambers as you lead me. I don't care about being the bishop. And any preacher, teacher, whatever, coming to your house and saying the Lord is leading me, and they don't get permission from the authority of that house, is out of order. Your jurisdiction means nothing in the personal homes. It's all in the church and in the kingdom, but not in the homes personally. You must be released to do that. Thank you, Lord. And there are certain things in the house of God that only the senior pastor should do. Right? Like anointing people with oil on their heads. Only the senior pastor should do that. No other minister should just start taking oil. I got the anointing on me and start anointing the staff. I feel led to anoint everybody in the house. You would see the senior doing that. Not everybody. They got to be released to do that. You're out of your order if you do it. Thank you, Lord. Years ago, I let one of the subordinate members minister. I was out for a few weeks. I let him minister, and he felt led to anoint all of the leaders. Well, some of the leaders, they didn't feel that that was right, so they brought it to me. I said, he didn't mean anything by it, but I'll talk to him. So I pulled him in my office, and I said, what you did on Sunday, that's a no-no. What we want to do is leave that up to me. He got up pacing. Sounds like control. I said, control? What do you mean control? I believe the Spirit of the Lord led me to do it. And I said, and the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to correct you. That's control. I said, so you believe everything the Spirit leads you to do, you should be able to do in the house of God. Is that what you're saying to me? What do you mean? I said, let me say something with you. Okay. If your daughter had a back problem and you were in home, at your home with her, and I felt led to lay my hands on the small of her back in your home, and you gave me permission to do that, would I be in order or out of order? He said, you would be in order. I said, but what if you're out of town? And I felt led to lay my hands on your daughter's small back to heal her. Would I be in order or out of order if you're out of town? He got quiet. I said, if we're in a Benny Hinn's meeting, and he said the first 20 that get down will be healed, and there's somebody next to you in the rafters that's in a wheelchair, and you feel led to lead them out of the wheelchair and heal them, would you be in order or out of order to do it in Benny Hinn's meeting? In Benny Hinn's meeting, he said, I would be out of order. I said, exactly, even if you had the gift of healing, because it's his meeting. And you would come under his authority in the kingdom. Then why does Benny Hinn have to instruct you at Truth Revealed? Why would Benny Hinn have to come out of all of that to give you instruction here? You can't hear me, but you would hear Benny. There are certain things you're not anointed to do within the house unless you're given a release. If I gave you release to do it, then you'll be in order. But if I'm out of town and you're just speaking on my behalf, you don't have the jurisdiction that I have. Stay in your lane or get in your car. And then get in your lane. You're not even in the car. Are y'all with me now? So when he dwells for his pleasure. So if I came to your house, I'm going to sit in the front room. But if he showed up, he may rearrange everything. That's how he moves. He may say, I don't want pictures on the wall. I want my picture there. I don't like the way the furniture is up in here. I'm changing it. That's how God does. The scripture's trying to show you, if you ever invite Jesus in, he is going to take over. You're not supposed to be saying, well, you can stay in the vestibule, but you can't come deep into my heart. He wants all of the space. Every inch of your heart. He wants jurisdiction over your life, over your children, over your family, over your resources. That's why we call him Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2206-1211. That's reference number 2206-1211.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available. Log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. Printed copies are also available for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Truth Reveal's music department is expanding, and we have a place for you. If you sing or play keys, drum, or lead bass guitar, we want you on our team. Email worship@truthrevealed.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a little over 2 weeks away, and Truth Reveal wants to make this one memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthrevealed.org for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, COCO, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, COCO, 99.9 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
The Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go. It doesn't say teaching, it says training. And the idea is there that every child is an individual. Every child is an individual. Actually, this Hebrew word way is a word that is used in the Bible to mean the bending of a bow. Do you know what a bow is that you shoot an arrow with? That bow has a bend in it. It just has a natural bend in it. Now, let me give it this way. Let me give you a loose translation. Train up a child in the way that he is bent. That's literally what it means. The way that he is bent. You see, all children come into the world with a natural bent. All children are not the same. And your child came into the world. God gave you that child. And in his genes and his chromosomes, in his innate talents, and in his yet-to-be-given, God-given spiritual gifts, there is a unique mix that God made that individual, a particular, unique individual, and therefore you must deal with that child as an individual. And God will give you wisdom to communicate creatively and with creativity because every child has a particular bent. All children are not the same. Children are different.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit